China is focused on trying to stage a feel-good Olympics, but repeated protests by Tibetan rights activists are putting a damper on things. Today, 8 more protesters were arrested in Beijing. Police also mistook a British journalist for a protester. They roughed him up, pinned him down, took away his shoes, and dragged him to a police van before they let him present his journalist ID. In Tibetan areas of China, a crackdown continues after widespread protests in March and April. The World's Mary Kay Magstead traveled to one of the ethnic Tibetan parts of Sichuan province last weekend.
Drive west in Sichuan, into the mountains and into ethnic Tibetan country. The further you go, the more police and People's Armed Police you see. Even in Tibetan neighborhoods of Sichuan's capital, Chengdu, police cars with lights flashing crawl up and down the street, and Tibetans complain that police have been repeatedly checking their IDs. At this Tibetan Buddhist monastery in the town of Kangding, 6 hours' drive west, a monk pauses from his meditative drum beating to talk about having been made to go through patriotic re-education since the protests this spring. He says there's been a lot of re-education. They tell us we have to love our country as much as our religion. Another monk, lighting yak butter candles before a photo of the former Panchen Lama, explains why the Dalai Lama's photo is not here. He says, we used to display it, but the Chinese security forces are really fierce these days. He says he reveres the Dalai Lama as the most important figure in his religion, but he says it in a hushed voice, looking around to make sure no one's listening. There is no obvious police presence at this monastery, as Tibetan pilgrims in long robes walk in circles, spinning a huge prayer wheel. But there are plenty of police cars on the street. There's a bus station nearby where ethnic Tibetans come and go, some from the far west, where protests broke out this spring. Some continued right through July, says Tashi Chopel, a researcher at the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy in Dharamsala, India.
Most of the slogans they were used in the protests were mostly calling for the more freedom in Tibet, human rights in Tibet. That basically, they're asking for Tibet independence.
Chopel says the resulting security crackdown has made it much harder for his organization to monitor the human rights situation in Tibet and other ethnic Tibetan parts of China, like Western Sichuan. He says from what they have heard, some 6,500 Tibetans have been arrested or detained since the March protests and 120 killed. He says among those are 6 who were tortured in prison and released just before they died. He says his organization has also heard that the crackdown has meant patriotic re-education not just for monks, but also for lay people, including ethnic Tibetan Communist Party members and civil servants.
They're trying to confirm the loyalty of ethnic Tibetan to the Communist Party. Recently, they have sent an ultimatum to the party members and the Tibetan civil servants to recall their children studying in the exiled Tibetan schools run by the Dalai Lama.
Those schools are in the Indian town of Dharamsala, there where ethnic Tibetans can study right through high school in their own language. In Tibet and ethnic Tibetan parts of Sichuan and 3 other provinces, education in Tibetan is limited to primary school, and opportunities for those who don't speak Mandarin are slim. Some Tibetans look at this as forced assimilation, and they view the flood of Han Chinese coming into Tibet as an attempt to water down and take over their culture. That and the government's vilification of the Dalai Lama are part of what led to the spring protests. But there are other Tibetans who think differently, like this owner of a traditional Tibetan tea house in Kangding, where music videos play of Tibetans singing on a mountain plateau. She says she's happy her daughter speaks good Chinese, and she doesn't care that her daughter's Tibetan isn't so good. The woman says she herself never got any schooling, can't even write her name. With Chinese, she says, her daughter can get a good education and a good job. She says, I tell my daughter, don't be like your mom. Sometimes I feel dumb as an ox, with no culture. She's grateful for the economic development and opportunities the Chinese government has brought, and she says she's been cheering hard for China during the Olympics. She says, of course I have. I'm Chinese. I ask whether she considers herself more Chinese or Tibetan. She says, Chinese, Tibetan, it's all the same, really. That's an attitude the Chinese government likes to hear, and that Tibetans trying to preserve their culture fear. For the world, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Kangding, Sichuan Province, China.